Welcome to Marketing Unfiltered, where I ditch the highlight reel and share the unfiltered truth about how to get clients online. The good, the bad, and the OMG, thank God I'm not the only one. I'm Sophia Parra. Let's dive in. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Marketing Unfiltered. Today, we have a special episode for you. In this episode, I'm letting you be a fly on the wall of our problem-solving sessions, which are group coaching sessions we have inside of the Go-To Coach Club. Now, if you haven't heard, the Go-To Coach Club is our new name for What the Heck to Post. That's our membership where we give you tons of tools and resources to help you create that go-to coach factor and be the go-to expert in your industry. Now, I am sharing these problem-solving sessions for a couple of reasons. The first one is because there's just good stuff in here that can help you. And I was like, people just need to listen to some of these episodes. Like, there's just so much we cover and talk about that would be great podcast episodes. So, hey, the first reason is just to serve you and help you. The second one is because I want you to get a sense of what goes down inside the Go-To Coach Club, because we're actually getting ready to close the doors to the club so that you can only join 3 times a year. And that is very new for us. We have typically have this open all year long, so you can join whenever the heck you want to. We've decided, I mean, we might change our mind in the future, but for the time being, we really want to have it be so that there are very clear times that people enter the club. And then the rest of the year, when we're not opening the doors, we're just focused on the members inside of there so that we can just really give you as much support as possible. So like I said, these are clips that are happening inside of our problem-solving calls. And these are where coaches sign up for the hot seat when they have something that is keeping them stuck in their marketing. And we have one every single month where we tackle all kinds of issues, from the more foundational pieces like messaging or even technology hiccups, to the more advanced issues like selling in the DMs and building a signature talk. Today, you're going to hear from Ronnie, who is an eating disorder recovery coach, Emily, who is a Sundance Award winner and a coach for actors who want to write their own script, Jess, who is a corporate trainer and a stress and burnout life coach, and also Tal, who is a breakup recovery coach. And side note, as you can see, just from the list that I just shared, something I love about the club is that there are truly all kinds of coaches in here. It's not all business and marketing coaches. We have a huge mix, which is great because there's always variety on these calls. So here is how the calls work. When members have a problem, they look out for a link to sign up for our problem-solving call, which again, like I said, happens once a month. And a week before that call, we send out a link for you to sign up for the hot seat. Inside this link, they ask a few questions. One of the questions is, what is the thing you want to solve on this call? And then on the call, we go down the list one by one, and they get a mini coaching session with me, assuming that they do show up live on the call. And everyone who's there, you know, because they want to just listen to the call or because they have a question, they've signed up for the hot seat. Either way, everyone is welcome. But the mini coaching session that they have is with everyone listening so that everyone can learn from the coaching. So today, inside of this podcast episode, I've pulled clips that cover DMs, pitching to cross promoters, content ideas, and having an effective podcast interview. So here's how this episode is going to work. I'm going to intro each clip. Then you'll hear the coaching, and then we're going to recap what we talked about after the clip so I can make sure that you, the listener, is taken care of and can actually take what we covered in the coaching session and apply it to your actual life. Sound good? Cool. Let's dive in. Our first question is from Ronnie. As I mentioned earlier, Ronnie is an eating disorder recovery coach, and her story is incredible. When she joined the club, she said she didn't think she'd be in here for longer than a month because she was a brand new business owner and didn't have any clients yet. So in month one, we focus on imposter syndrome. But by the end of month two, and I believe this call happened during month two, she was already laying the groundwork for selling in the DMs. Her question was, how can I re-engage the women I have been supporting for free for years and let them know that I have opened a coaching business without coming off like a slimy salesperson who's just trying to get a client? So in other words, if you have been giving free value online to people and you don't even know if they realize you're a coach and can actually hire you for your goodness, this is for you. Plus, stay tuned for after the clip when I'm going to share how being a generous coach who truly wants to help people paid off for Ronnie after doing this work. And by the way, this clip is kind of choppy. I think that there were some connection issues. So I know the first couple of minutes of the clip are a little, you know, choppy and maybe difficult to, I mean, you can definitely understand everything we're saying, but it's just kind of annoying when you can hear the internet go in and out at times. So I'm sorry about that, but it doesn't last the entire clip and it's the only clip that has that issue. So again, I wanted to include it though, because it was such a great, there were such great results for Ronnie because of this. And I just wanted to make sure that you were aware of what we talked about so that you could apply it to your own marketing as well. All right, let's dive in to meet Ronnie.
I have in the past few years, so my book about my, I wrote a memoir, came out a couple of years ago about my whole eating disorder journey and this whole coaching business is me paying my recovery forward. Like, you know, if I can recover, anybody can. So it's for the coaching is for other people who are struggling and I can be like, yep, been there, done that. I totally get it. And let me help you through. So yes. I have over the past few years, since I came out with this addiction and, you know, the eating disorder and the recovery, I've given it, you know, a lot of people have DM'd me or Facebook messaged me with like, oh my God, I could have written this book and here's where I am and what advice do you, you know, what can I do? And da, da, da. So I've been sort of giving advice out for years. So I have, you know, so all these people who I could, you know, just go back in my DMs or go back in my Facebook messages and find them. How do I now, in a cool way, right? Professional way and not like a pushy way, get reach out to them and try to make them a client of mine.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So similar to kind of what we were just talking about, I think that at the end of the day, like this kind of, even though this is not about social media content, this is really back to that same energy of participating instead of promoting, right? So it would be reaching out with the genuine intention of checking in on them, saying hi, like trying to figure out more ways you can help, right? Like, you know, I remember we had this conversation about X, like, how are you doing with that? And it may or may not lead to a conversation of, hey, I've started this business or whatever. It might, may or not leave, like, let that happen when it is time for that to happen. Instead, the first interaction is truly about like, hey, like, I remember we had this conversation, like you just came to mind and I just wanted to check in on you and see how you were doing. It is just a check-in. It's been like a year for some of these people, right? So we have no idea where they're at, right?
Right.
They've already been transparent and honest with you about their journey, right? So they are A, going to appreciate that you're reaching out to them, but also they're probably already feeling safe to be able to give you an honest response, right? I hope, right? And if not, you know, you have to give them the space to feel and handle however they need to feel and handle what they're going through, right? But you're just giving them a space and checking in on them and acknowledging that you had this conversation and you want to see how they were, right? Now, from there, it's hard to know where it's going to go. What I think is probably going to happen is they're going to give you an honest response. And from there, you're going to know what happens next. Maybe there is like, oh, you know what? I'm so glad that you've mentioned this. I've actually recently started a coaching business where I am helping women or, you know, however you want to describe it. And I'm in the middle of creating some free content. This is something I'm going to put on my list, right? And so maybe you don't feel like it's time to be like, hey, do you want to be a client? But maybe it's like, you want to let her know that this is what you're doing and you're going to take that seriously and create a post about it next week, right? And then next week, maybe you're going to post something because you're going to say, hey, I remember you said that you were struggling with this. So I created this post. I created this 60-second video. I created this carousel, whatever it might be. And I thought of you. Here it is, right? It's value, but it's not selling, right? Because again, you haven't spoken to this person in a year. This person has gone through something traumatic, right? And you want them to feel like you're there, I mean, because this is accurate. You genuinely want to support them, right? So you kind of need to warm up this conversation before you're like, I have a coaching business, because now it's going to feel, I don't want that the switch to turn. Do you know what I mean? Especially because of the situation, right? So now maybe there's an opportunity to give some value there, right? Hopefully you don't have to create anything new, but if you do, like you're at the beginning of your business. So that makes sense. And that's okay. Do you know what I mean? Then, like I said, I think that all of these people that you get re-in touch with, I don't think, get back in touch with, here's what I would do. I would put them, I have a launch spreadsheet. I've shared this with people many times. I have a launch spreadsheet where I have conversations like this and I kind of record them. And it's not like I'm
trying to kind of pull a fast one. Oh, I'm going to sell to them eventually. It's not like that. It's just that I will forget. Like, I have a horrible memory. Okay. It's so that I can actually help these people and know if I've already helped them. Right. So I would put them all in a spreadsheet and I would write when I followed in with, up with them, when I've checked in with them, if I created content with them, I would just be mindful of that, because there's going to be a point when you are going to want to do some kind of a launch, when you are going to want to do some kind of an invitation. It could even be an invitation to one of your message mining interviews, because I know that's something you're doing, right? It's a free thing, but now it's an opportunity to reconnect as a coach, as a creator of a business. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And does that kind of give you a sense of like how the conversations start and where it can go?
It does, but a lot of these people, they're not all Instagram followers.
That's okay.
So about saying that, hey, I'm going to, you know, hey, I'm looking to, I mean, I did the ideal client calls and that was about, you know, getting content. And also for me, just, you know, beginning, like, what are people thinking about and what are their, everybody has different issues, but you know, what are yours? Just so I have more information as a coach to help. Yeah. So not all of them though are on Instagram. So to say that, hey, I'm just kind of gathering information to help me create posts, like, they're not following me. They're not going to see that.
Well, I also don't forget, I don't think that matters personally, actually. Because I think you can still share content, even if they're not on Instagram. You can just share the link to it if they needed it. But I also think content, now as a business owner, you're going to be creating lead magnets. You're going to be pitching yourself to podcasts. Content goes far beyond social media. Social media is kind of like where, you know, our first step into that world. But there is a whole journey ahead of you of different kinds of content creation, right? And social media might be the easiest place for you to take that first step. But right now, you have one goal, and that is to make people know you're a coach, right? So even if that reconnection isn't about creating content for you, maybe it's literally just, hey, I'm checking in on you. They give you an honest response and you say something like, gosh, you know, here's what I would say. Give them some honest advice and say, and you know what? I don't know how you would want to call yourself or how you would word it, but I'm actually a coach in this. And if you ever wanted to get on a call to chat, if working together would be a good idea, I'm here for you. Just let me know when you're interested in that, right? Maybe that is it, right? The point is, we are reaching out to check in on them, to start a conversation again, to create an opportunity for the conversation about being a coach to occur.
Okay. Right? So maybe just some genuine exchanges, checking in, and then just so I can get like an idea of wording isn't obnoxious and in your face. What were you
What do you call yourself? Do you have
an eating disorder recovery coach? So, I mean, you know.
So I would literally say, like, let's just say you were reaching out to me. Right. So maybe like, let's just say, can you give me an example of some eating disorders that you like to help people with? Or like
somebody who's been binge eating. So binge they eating. Cannot stay away from, you know, sweets. They're stuffing their face, they're gaining weight, they feel uncomfortable, they don't know where they're gonna stop.
And do you have the details on these past conversations that you had? Like, do you remember what you guys were talking about before a year ago or whenever it was you were talking to these people?
Yeah, well, it's all in the DM or whatever. Yeah. So it's
Okay, perfect. So honestly, if it's all in the DM and it's like right above, you might even not even need to get into detail. You might even be able to say, hey, Sophia, like, you know, I was just thinking about you almost a year ago. We were talking about fill in the blank and I just wanted to reach out and see how you were doing. That's it. Right.
Okay.
I'm going to respond and I'm going to say, gosh, I'm so grateful that you reached out. You know, I've got to be honest. I'm not doing so well. This is what I'm going through. Or, you know what? I've been doing a lot better with that. And now you have the opportunity to celebrate them. And that's it. They at the moment don't need you, right? Because they are not saying that they do, right? So now you have a moment to celebrate them. If they do respond, if I do say, I'm not doing so well, and here's why, you could say, okay, that makes a lot of sense. You know what? Here's a couple of things I would look at, or here's a couple of ways that I want to help you. Do you want to get on a call to talk about that? Full transparency. I am an eating disorder recovery coach now. I'm not saying, you know, you absolutely do not have to work with me if it doesn't feel aligned, but I can also tell you about what that would look like if it resonates. Let me know if you ever want to chat about this. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, keep it simple. Don't say nothing. Say, these are the things that I would be looking at. If you want to talk about it in a very no pressure way and also learn about how we can work together, like, let me know and I'll send you my contact information. So we're being very clear, but the idea here is to let them know that you are a coach.
Okay. Yeah. I really like the idea of, hey, if you want to talk about it in a no pressure way, that sounds good. Yeah. And then give them, I always offer like a free 30 minute consult to see if, you know,
yeah,
we were a good fit. Okay.
Yeah,
and then
definitely
leave that and hope from there. Okay.
Yes. And I think I'm just getting a couple of messages, so I just want to read them. Brandy said, sometimes saying something like, oh, I was talking with a client the other day dealing with something similar. And we were talking about how the stigma with binge eating recovery can be XYZ, kind of plants the seed of having clients. Exactly. I love that idea. Cause I think sometimes, like, you know, it depends on the conversation, right? But that can be such a great way to be like, hey, I have a business, without saying, hey, I have a business. Right.
Right.
So it's like, it's just telling, and PS, this is a great content and email marketing thing too. People always say, tell stories. And that can feel so like, I don't know, like, oh, now I'm like telling random stories about what, like, it just like can feel, how does that make it, how does that help my business? But that's when people say that, that's what they mean by tell stories. Like, share the story of your client. When my client came in the door, this is what she was experiencing. These are the things that we worked on, and here's what we are celebrating this week. You know what I mean? And now you're telling a story that feels relatable to me, and then also making it clear that about the work that you do.
Right? Brandy, thank you. That's a very nice way too.
Yeah. I love that.
Isn't Ronnie amazing? I just adore her heart. So let me tell you what happened. So after she reached out to some of these women, she converted 4 clients by the end of the month, which was her 2nd month in the club. And now I believe she is in her 6th month in the club. And she just told me on a recent call that now she is at 12 clients. I am so freaking proud of Ronnie. Okay, so let's recap what we talked about so that you can use this coaching for your own business. The secret to re-engaging someone is actually to be as human as possible. You're already showing up to offer free value every day. So to check in on someone's progress because you have spoken to them before is so incredibly generous and nurturing. Now, if you're sitting here and saying, but I don't talk to people, that's a whole other conversation. We need to talk about how to create engaging content so that, or create opportunities to create engagement. So that's a separate thing. But once you are doing that, and once you do find that you do have free conversations with people and people do ask for advice for things and you are connecting with them, that is where this work comes in that we talked about with Ronnie. You will not come off as a salesperson when you check in on someone that you've spoken to before. Even if it does turn into a sales conversation, it's never going to feel slimy because you're coming to it with a generous heart, with a generous energy, and there is just nothing slimy about that. Remember, the sales conversation isn't what is slimy. It's the energy that comes with the sales conversation. So if you're approaching it as simply human to human conversation of checking in on someone, it will not come off that way. So what are different ways you can check in with people? Look, there's so many, but there's 3 that come to mind first. Checking in on someone because they downloaded your lead magnet and you just want to see how they found it, right? What a great way to provide value and also just make sure that you're getting feedback on your lead magnets, right? I also, when I check in on people after they've downloaded a lead magnet, I often find people are like, oh my gosh, thank you for reminding me that I downloaded this. Now I can know to go look at it, right? And so now I'm reminding them to actually absorb the value that I spent some time creating for them, but also it holds them accountable, right? But also it gives me, of course, an opportunity to actually have them absorb my stuff, which just makes it more likely that they can warm to me and invest in me if they see me as the right person for them. So you can check in on someone who's downloaded your lead magnet. You can also check in on someone after discovery call that happened, I don't know, months ago, but you never heard back from them. And you can just see how they're doing with the roadblocks that they were working on or anything like that. Again, such a generous way to hold space for someone. You can also check in on someone who asked a question about something you posted and you just want to see if they had any further questions, right? There's lots of opportunities to just check in human to human. I actually have on Friday, I usually have I have it on my calendar that for an hour, I think it's between 2 and 3. This is where I'm following up with people. I'm checking in on people. I'm looking through my DMs and I'm looking at what conversations have fallen off the bandwagon. How can I like reignite them? I am following up with past discovery calls. Like, so put something in your calendar reminding you to do this kind of work so that people feel supported by you. And it also opens up opportunities for you to have a sales conversation if it organically goes there. Because remember, simply checking in and being a human has the potential for you to open up a whole new conversation that can lead to something or absolutely nothing. Your job is not to control your ideal outcome. It is simply to show up as an expert who cares about this person's success and let them lead the conversation from there. Okay? All right. Let's move to our next clip. Our next clip is from Emily. Emily is a coach for actors. She helps them finally write that script. And she's at the point in her business where she's thinking about strategically getting in front of other audiences to grow her reach and be discovered by her ideal people. Now, she wants to do this in a way that feels like a win-win for everyone. So she's considering joint Instagram Lives where she can share her platform with someone as well. All right, let's hear from her.
So Emily asked, I want to reach out to new folks to propose an Instagram Live. Do I pitch it as me teaching to their audience, them teaching to my audience, or who gets to share a freebie? How do I make this a win-win for visibility list building for both people? Such a great question, Emily. And you know, how I would think about this is literally like a podcast, right? This is their platform and you have your platform, right? So you have, hey, I have a great idea. I think this is going to really stir your audience. Here's the topic I'd like to chat about. And then I have a resource that's going to support them. And I would love if I could then also share you with my audience next month, if you have something great. You'd want to chat about, right?
Okay. So it's two separate times. Okay.
Yes. That's how I'd suggest. And you know, I think it works really well around launches too, where it's like, hey, you know, I've got a launch coming up next month. I know your audience could find this really helpful because of X, Y, and Z, and like being really transparent about it. Like, I would love to have a conversation around this topic because I think it'll help them. I'll share this lead magnet and then they'll get emails regarding my launch next month. And hey, the next time you're in a launch, I'd love to do the same for you, right? Positioning it where it's like, we know what we're doing. We're business owners. I know I can help your people and you can help my people too.
Yay, that's so easy.
Don't you love when it's just like, here's the answer.
Yes.
Do you have any other questions around that or does that feel clear to you?
I'm wondering, like, if it's someone new, I just, in the past, we were approaching people for like cross promotion on email. And I've just found a lot of people don't get it, which is why we're sort of trying Instagram Live, because that seems like maybe an easier yes.
Yes.
But do you have any insight if it's a new person?
Yeah.
How to make that an easy yes for them if they don't get it, or I don't know. Just we've had weird weird responses sometimes.
Oh my God. Rude is like, so annoying. I can't believe
it. I know. It's like, how did you build your business? I don't get it. Like,
yeah. I do have some thoughts on that. Okay. So actually I have two thoughts on this. The first one is actually, we recently did a call with Jennifer Nagel where we talked about having connection calls with people that we think there could be a connection with first. And like a 15-minute call, very human to human, not necessarily like, do you want to talk about how you can help me and I can help you? Not necessarily that, but more like, hey, I see what you're doing online. I really like it. And I just wanted to know if you wanted to connect and like, maybe there's an opportunity in the future to support one another, but more than anything, I just like to get to know what you're doing better. Right. And she has a whole framework that I think is really great. Okay. But on these calls, I have done this before too, where I'm essentially like, when I have these, I'll just give you some backstory around what I did it before so we can make it work for you. I had this like brief series that I started called, what the heck did I call it? Something like Experts for Coaches. It was such a lame title. But my idea here was, I was like, I need to meet new people, right? I feel like I kept promoting the same people.
Yes.
And it's just, we like all had the same audience at a certain point, right? So I was like, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I did one of two things. If I was very, very cold, I asked for a connection call. And I very similar to Jennifer's framework. Or I literally said, hey, I've been following you for a while. I love what you're talking about. Your information on XYZ felt really awesome to me. Do you want to talk to my audience about this? Right. And so I invited them to a live with me. I shared them. We either connected or we didn't connect, but it was good value for my audience. And then I offered a pitch a month later for my own topic. Right.
Yeah. Great.
So there's two ways. You could have the connection first, see if you guys vibe and take it from there. Yeah. Or if you're like, no, they have great content. I can already see they have great content. Having them on your live first and foremost is already a great service to your audience. And maybe it'll open the door in the future for you to get in a more comfortable way. So that's kind of one of two ways that I would approach it, depending on the person.
Okay. Yep. That's helpful. Thank you.
So welcome.
Okay. Quick recap. Now, there are different kinds of joint Instagram lives, as you may or may not have gathered from the coaching that I just shared. So I'm just going to recap that here to make sure that we're on the same page. One Instagram live is where you're both the expert, right? Perhaps there's something breaking in your industry and you want to do a joint Instagram live with someone where you can both share your opinions on it. There's also a joint Instagram live where just one of you is the expert, right? Maybe there's a topic that you're the expert on and you're just serving this person's audience talking about that topic, or the other way around where they're the expert serving your audience on a topic, right? If you are trying to build your audience, all joint Instagram lives are great because it means that that Instagram live is not just getting in front of your audience, it's getting in front of theirs as well. But if you're gearing up for a launch, I actually recommend pitching a topic to someone and making you the expert on that topic and then having a clear invitation like a lead magnet at the end, kind of like you would do on a podcast. In those situations, you can then offer to do the same thing for the collaborator when they next launch. That way, it's still a win-win, but you are having your moment in preparation for your launch. And if you want more guidance on the topics to be pitching and things like that, this is something we do cover inside of the Go-To Coach Club. We have classes on this and obviously problem-solving sessions where we can talk about this. That's also kind of a different topic. But for this particular coaching, this was really about how to make this a win-win for everyone, but also not waste your time doing it, right? Okay, I think everything else in this clip was pretty straightforward. So let's just dive into the next clip. All right, this is Jess. Now, Jess is a burnout life coach and she helps people in the corporate space. She's created a quiz and wants help coming up with content ideas that give her an excuse to talk about her quiz without feeling like she's sharing it all the freaking time and totally annoying people. She also asked a great question about how to launch a freebie, and you might be surprised about my response. So let's meet Jess.
Okay, Jess. It's Jess.
So yeah, my quiz, I'm going to have it done. I'm hoping within the next week or two, but I'm like, okay, like in the back of my mind, I'm like, okay, but like, you're going to have to promote it. And yep. So trying to figure out what that looks like.
All right. Let's talk about that. Can you give people a rundown of what your quiz is about? So everyone's on the same page when we talk about promotion ideas, because I have a lot of thoughts for you.
So my quiz is for the stressed corporate professional. And the idea is that they're all high achievers. And so they want to find out like why they feel the way they feel. Why are they so stressed? And so the title of my quiz is What's Your High Achieving Kryptonite? And there's four like personality types or personality traits that they will be funneled into based on how they answer the quiz. So the first one is disorganized. The second one is perfectionist. The third one is overfunctioning. And the fourth one is not having boundaries. So yeah, they will only get one out of the four, but I know that through my email series, like I'm going to have to introduce the fact that like you have a primary one, but you probably see these other ones show up kind of thing.
Yes. Okay. Such a great question. But I also want to change your mindset around this a little bit because I understand why you're getting stuck on the promotion thing. Your request was, hey, could we talk about how can I promote it for each archetype, right?
Like, well, I wasn't sure what I was. So I don't want to give away the information that I would give once you do the quiz.
Yes.
But I need to talk about it in a way that makes you want to take the quiz.
Yes. So instead, what if it was like we talked about here? I jotted down a bunch of ideas. And again, I haven't even read these. I was just like, oh, let me just write these down so I don't forget them. Okay. So first of all, what about everyone, in my opinion, tell me if you agree. I feel like every high achiever is going to have some kind of a kryptonite, right? I feel like I do not know one high achiever who's not struggling in some way, right? One of these are going to apply. So what if it was like, instead of, it was a post about like signs that you're a high achiever, right? Mm-hmm. And then the call to action is all high achievers have kryptonite. They have to get good at navigating or else fill in the blank is going to happen, right? Take this quiz to find out yours and get the tools and resources to help you navigate them when you need them, right? So instead, we're showing them why this quiz is going to help them. Also, make it like, I also think you could do another one where it's like signs your high achiever kryptonite is fucking you up. Sorry, I hope, again, everyone has the headphones in. But signs your high achiever kryptonite is effing you up. I'm trying to get better at that. And then the call to action is take this quiz to identify exactly what your kryptonite is and what the heck to do about it, right? Because I'm sure there are signs that also apply to all of them. You know what I mean? Like you just kind of mentioned that. You're like, in some ways, you're kind of all of them, but there's one that's going to be a primary, right? So can we pick up like you're feeling burnt out? I feel like probably burnout is a symptom of all of the kryptonites. Is that right? Or maybe not.
It's heavily linked to.
It can be linked to. Okay.
Heavily linked to. Yeah.
So even if it's like, if you have five signs, right? If I were reading it and I had three out of the five, I'd be like, oh crap. So I don't have to have all of them, but like share signs. What does it look like if my kryptonite is effing me up? Because now if I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm one of these people, I'm going to want to take the quiz to find out what my kryptonite is so that I know how to navigate it, right? What are some myths that this quiz can bust? For example, I've heard before that like high achievers, this is what my parents always said to me, and because I was a high achiever, and they're like, high achievers can do anything if they put their mind to it, right? And so I'm like out there like, yeah, I can do anything, right? But then I'm like burning myself out all the time. And I'm like, what's wrong with me? Right. And it's probably because high achievers can do anything they put their mind to as long as they know how to navigate their high achiever kryptonite. Right. So here's the myth. Here's the bust. Here's the solution. Take my quiz and find out. I also kind of like the idea. There's actually a trend going on. Actually, I don't know. It might have been an older trend, but it doesn't matter. You can still do it. Where they're like, they've done a reel and they've done a carousel where that's like, pick your player. Have you heard that before? You know, when you watch a video game,
you're
like, just like sitting there bobbing. And it's like, so maybe you could do an Instagram where you're like each one, right? You're like, I can't remember your names. Disorganized Deshaun. No, is that right? So there's disorganized Deshaun and you've got like hair everywhere. Your glasses are in like, and you're just like, can't find anything. And then you've got, I can't remember, something Pamela.
Perfectionist Pam.
Perfectionist Pamela. So maybe you're like each one. And then you say, which one do you think you are? Like have people comment in the comments. And then you can say, you're like, oh my gosh, I think you told me that you were disorganized as Sean. Is that right? I remember correctly.
I have qualities of it, but that's not my primary one. So
it's your primary.
Perfectionist Pam. Which is why it's taken me so long to make this quiz.
It's all making sense now. So now you can say, let's say I wrote, I'm perfectionist Pam. You can say, I'm perfectionist Pam too, LOL. I actually have a quiz that will walk you through what kryptonite you are. And if you do uncover that you are indeed Pam, I've got a shit ton of resources to help you. Do you want me to send you the link? Mm-hmm. Right? So now you're creating engagement, but then also inviting people to dive deeper into this, right? I also think you can, again, engagement, go on your Instagram story and say, ask a question like for Boundaryless Brandon, have you said yes to something in the last week that you know you didn't want to say yes to? Yes or no, people. And then the next one, do you do this often? Yes or no. Next question, you might have signs of being who I call a boundaryless Brandon, which is one of three or four key kryptonites that will F up your results. If you want to take the quiz to find out which you are and how to navigate that, here's the link, right? And you could do that for each one. What are some qualities? Get people to engage with it, question if they've got that, and then consider what their next step is. And then of course, like all of these things are so relatable, right? So saying yes to all the things, can't find anything, feeling disorganized. So there's all these reels that you can like speak to all these habits. And then in the caption, talk more about what happens when you heal these, what happens when you're aware of what your issues are, what happened, and then invite people to take the quiz. But I think there's a lot of different ways to promote it without sharing the content, or at least you can also give a sneak peek of the content and then offer more. Does that help you with some ideas?
Yeah. So that was really great. I don't know what's typical. Like what's typical for how long a promo period is for a freebie, right? It's not like it's a launch, but there's no like deadline. And then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't think I would think of it like that. This is something you're sharing all the time. So don't put a campaign out. Don't do things like that, because now we do not want to burn our audience out on this. This isn't an offer where there's a closing period, right? Instead, make it exciting that you've got this thing. But then after that, share it with your content once a week, right? It doesn't have to be in your face that way, right? You're already creating content. So now there can be a call to action all the time. P.S. If you relate to this, maybe you need to find out what your kryptonite is.
Okay. And then last question, because now the goal is, once I get that done, is to start pitching. Is that a weird thing to pitch, like on a podcast, like at the end, like, you know, they're like, oh, like, do you have something to share? And I'm
not at all. No. Don't worry about that. I've had a lot of people share quizzes.
Okay.
That makes total sense. And I think just make sure you mention that, you know, there's value in knowing what your kryptonite is, and that you provide tools and resources when they find out. It's not like, find out what your kryptonite is. Now you're going to have to hire me to figure out what to do about it. You know what I mean? Like, you're providing value. So if you make that clear, anyone would be like, absolutely, share that with me.
All right. Quick recap. When you are promoting a lead magnet, you should be doing it often. I'm talking probably once a week. And I got to be honest, I have not been sharing my lead magnet once a week, and I feel it, right? When I don't do that. So I know that if you're going to hear me say that, you're going to come to my page and be like, where is she sharing her lead magnet? Now, I do have some evergreen strategies for sharing my lead magnet that you would not see in my content. And that is also good to have for the weeks when you forget to share it, like I do. However, in an ideal world, you should be sharing it pretty regularly, but you should be finding ways to do it so that it doesn't feel like you're sharing it every single week. Now, I want to clarify that, because Jess was thinking that she needed to plan almost like a big launch or a big campaign around the launch of her lead magnet. And then she was kind of thinking, well, I don't know if she thought this, but it kind of sounded like maybe she was like, okay, I'm going to have a launch around it, and then I'm just going to hope and pray that they're going to find it on my website or stumble upon it in my content, right? And instead, like I said to her, I want you to rethink that. It is fine to do a big campaign around it and make sure everyone knows that you have this juicy quiz. But after that, we are still sharing it every single week on a very consistent basis. The difference is just how you decide to share it so that it doesn't feel like you're constantly promoting it. And again, if you're in the Go-To Coach Club, we try to give you ideas for this in our weekly content guides too. In fact, I just finished a strategic content prompt and carousel template to help you do this. It's really pretty. That's pretty, but in weird Sophia language. And that's just one example of how we support you in doing this. But like I said, your lead magnet is one of your most important marketing assets. It's something that you should be sharing on every single podcast that you pitch yourself to, in your Instagram lives, like I was talking to Emily about, in your content every single week, on podcasts. You've noticed that inside of these podcasts, my commercial, so to speak, my 30-second spot, is me sharing my lead magnets, right? So do not think that you're launching it and then putting it on your website or wherever it might be. You are, sure, have a campaign, make a big splash, but then you are finding creative ways to share it every single week, because that list must grow. It is one of the most important things inside of your coaching business. Okay, cool. Let's get to our last clip. This is Tal. Tal is pitching herself to podcasts, and she just wants to make sure the time she spends on these podcasts is worth it. And I find it really great listening to this clip, I gotta say, because this clip is a few months old. And now if you go over to Tal's page, you'll see she has been on tons of podcasts. She is totally killing the podcast game. In fact, she was just on one of my favorite podcasts. So she has absolutely mastered this now. But this was back a few months ago when she was just beginning this process. And she wanted to make sure her time on her podcasts were worth it. So let's hear from her.
I'm working on 30 pitches for podcasts this month, woo woo, to get myself in front of new audiences. Not sure where to go from here. So I'm wanting to have more leads coming in. I feel like I'm making content for the same people in my world and really want to get my message out there. So maybe some insight around that, or also what I should be sharing with how to find me once on a podcast. Share the lead magnet, Instagram or private group, Facebook group. I think you're asking.
Super clear.
I think you're asking how to, like, once I'm on the pod, like, I'm pitching to 30 yes. podcasts. So right. I'm going to be in front of these, like, all goes well, I'll get in front of new audiences.
Yeah.
How do I make sure I show up on the podcast to like best support myself as a business. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. This is a good question.
That was impressive the way that you deciphered that.
I've been doing this a long time and looking at very confusing problem solving questions for a while. Okay. Great question. So I feel like, first of all, I think that this is one of those things where you kind of you figure this out with practice, right? And it's funny. I don't normally address this question until people have been on other podcasts.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's just like one step at a time kind of thing. And it's like, right. If we kind of put too many things that we're thinking about on our plate, it becomes really hard to take that next step. Right. Mm-hmm. So I usually don't always tackle that until, great, you're on the podcast, you've done a few, you kind of know what the experience is like, and you feel, why hasn't this turned into new email subscribers, blah, blah, blah. Right. And there could be a lot of different reasons for that, including, oh, maybe your lead magnet isn't juicy enough or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So all of that is stuff that I think we do need to revisit afterwards, right?
Okay.
So just putting a pin in that. However, something to think about.
Yes.
I do find that a big mistake people make when they show up on podcasts is that they forget to talk about their lead magnet.
Mm.
Like I mention it kind of throughout, right? So not like sign up for this, but I do say something like, first of all of my topics are in line with my lead magnet, right? Because I'm deciding on the topics I am pitching because they are aligned with what I coach, and my lead magnet is also aligned with what I coach, right? And the beliefs that people need to shift, right? So for that reason, they're already holding hands naturally, the lead magnets and the topics you're going to talk about. So there should be quite a few opportunities for you to be like, if I'm going to ask you a question, you're like, ooh, great question. And just so you know, this is something that I talk in detail about in my clients on social system or my 12 strategies to get whatever your lead magnet name is, which I'm happy to share at the end of this podcast. But here's where you need to look at, right? Do you see how like I was like, oh, great question. Seed my lead magnet. Let me answer. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I probably do that. I mean, I sometimes will get off a podcast call and I'll be like, shit sticks. Like I totally forgot to do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, I also fall off the wagon with this sometimes, but when I do that, when I'm regularly seeding that, I'm planting subconsciously in people's heads, ah, there's a next step beyond this. Right.
Yeah.
And also it talks to the people who sign off before the end. You know, how sometimes people just like, will just leave when people are like, thanks so much for coming. Then they're like, oh, the podcast is done. So we kind of want to speak to that too, that, oh, there's something I can share with you after this. Right.
Right. Cause I guess the whole point, right, is in getting on these podcasts is to get in front of more people that now lead to your world. So I'm just trying to figure out, but I guess like also in the show notes, right? Like they can put the link. Okay.
Yeah, they do. So I would, for me, if we were to have one call to action, because I think sometimes it can be powerful to be very clear on where you want people to go instead of be like, do this and then do this and then follow me on Instagram. And blah, 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 blah. So I like to go to my email list first, lead magnet number one. Sometimes I will say, and you can follow me on Instagram at Sophia Parr. Sometimes I will do that because I can't freaking help myself because I am a social media person. So it feels so natural to do that.
Yeah.
But for people who do not naturally think about their social media, I'm like, okay, one step, go to the lead magnet, have them download the lead magnet, and then have something in the lead magnet that talks about your social media, right? Maybe that's in the email where they receive it. You're like, I'm so happy you're here. By the way, don't forget to follow me on Instagram. Here's the link. Here's the download, blah, blah, blah. And then when I reach out, because I think you know that I personally reach out to people who join my email list, right?
Yeah.
I need to do that. I haven't done that in the last couple of months and I can feel it. Like there's such a disconnect. It's so weird how well that works. But I personally reach out to them. And usually when on that conversation, I will say, hey, I'm so excited you're here. You don't need to reply to this if you don't have a question, but I just wanted you to know this is a safe place. You can ask me a question. I also share a shit ton of info over on Instagram. Here's the link. So I kind of seed my social media numerous times, right?
Okay.
But sometimes they need only one step. Sometimes they can only have one step.
Right.
And that could be the lead magnet. But the reason why I know I'm giving conflicting information here, but the reason why I also sometimes will say, and just follow me on Instagram where I share a shit ton of stuff. Here's my handle. Is because just in case that lead magnet is not what they want that day. Do you know what I mean? So I think it depends on the person. And I don't know what kind of interviewee you're going to be yet. And this is why I kind of want you to experience it first.
Right.
But some people get overwhelmed at that part. And if you're that person, share one
call to action, make it super clear, and then have all these follow-up systems. If you're not someone who gets overwhelmed, then go ahead and throw in your Instagram just in case. But again, still have those systems for the email list people so that you can bring that traffic to social media. Does that kind of answer your question in a very
convoluted way? It totally answers. And I like that you, the fact that you personally reach out to people who join the email list. I guess for me, I'm just like, what's the best way for me to start having conversations? And so for me, it does happen. Like for me, it's more Facebook actually than Instagram, which I want it to be more Instagram, but it happens on Messenger a lot when I do have conversations, more so than email. That's why I'm wondering. But if there's a way to also go, hey, you can also follow me here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And it's interesting for you to have that data about Facebook Messenger, because maybe, again, this is all testing, right? But there was one point when Instagram algorithms were different, where I would not give a lead magnet. And I would say, oh yeah, I have 12 strategies. All you have to do is DM me, go to my Instagram at Sophia Parra, DM me the word clients and I'll send it to you. So I kind of got them in two ways. They had to DM me. So now they're on my Instagram. And then I gave them the free thing, but I almost felt, I was like, people are probably on their phone. So maybe that will be easier. That did work very well for me. In fact, I might go back to doing that, to be honest. I just reminded myself of it.
Yeah, I like that.
And there you have it. Now, I don't think there's anything I need to recap in our little clip from Tal, because I think we pretty much covered it in there. But if you do have questions on that, let me know, of course, as is the case for questions after any of these clips. You can DM me over at Sophia Parra. To recap, we talked about DMs and pitching and content and podcast interviews today. And like I said, there is way more where that came from. Now, our next problem solving session is on Friday, March 24th. If you'd like to join the club and get in the hot seat, all you got to do is go to www.whatthehecktopost.com to learn more. But again, we have problem solving sessions every single month. But the doors of the Go-To Coach Club are closing soon. So make sure, if you feel like you could use some extra marketing support, get in the club. I cannot wait to welcome you with open arms. Also, please do one of two things. DM me right now and let me know if this was helpful, so I can make sure, you know, just to make more if it resonated, or to never do this again. I mean that seriously, because this was some extra work, but I wanted to make sure that you had something that felt like a little coaching call from me today. So like I said, I love to hear from you. I make all of our decisions based off of your feedback. So truly, if this was helpful, please do not be silent about it. Because if I get no DMs, I will never do this again. Not because I want to hold anything from you, not because I want to hold back anything from you, but just because I would just all assume it meant nothing to you. And that's fine. So let me know as soon as you can, please. It's very helpful. And like I said, my DMs are open to answer questions. I love hearing from you and love knowing what you're struggling with, so that I can create content to support you or just help you right inside of the DMs too. Either way, I hope you're feeling a little inspired to get out there and make something happen today. Thank you to the coaches who let me use their clips today. I'm so grateful to have you on this mission of helping more people as well. And to everyone else, I am cheering you on. Go get them. Give yourself a pat on the back because you made it to the end, which means you gave yourself and your business some time today. If you found this episode helpful, I want you to know your support is what makes it possible for us to keep making it. So it would make my day if you gave us a 5-star rating and review. I also want to make sure this podcast actually answers your marketing questions, like for real, for real. So if you're a coach and you've got a marketing question that's keeping you stuck, just DM it to me over at Sophia Parra on Instagram. Or if you're in the United States, you can text it to my personal number at 917-810-2418. That way I can share resources or create a future episode just for you. See you on the next one.